Hey there, everyone. We are live. Yes, we are live on the Facebook. We are live on the YouTube, and it is Monday. And if it's Monday, I am live with Monday Miles. Yes, it's a new live focus for me, at least, as I've shared my goals and my objectives and all of the things that I am trying to do with everyone. I wanted to switch as well my Monday night live stream to be focusing on my training, my progress, my success, my challenges, all of the things that I am going through. And then today we will be talking about one small thing. Yes, one small thing. And this is the one thing that makes all the difference in the world, no matter what kind of plan or program that you're going to follow to improve. Especially for your health and fitness. I am focusing on being a runner again. I used to run in the past and now I'm back and it's been a struggle, but there is one thing, one word, one concept, one idea, no matter how you do it, whether you do one plan or another, one coach or another, one way or another, there's one thing that ties them all together. And we'll be talking about that today in pretty straightforward. But before that, I wanted to talk about everything that's been going on today. So, wow, I was able to get out today and get my miles in, which is great. Chasing my miles. I went out and did 3 miles on a trail right near my house. It's called Cope Trail, which I like to call the Shady Trail. It's one of the few trails near me that actually has some tree coverage. So this trail that I went on today, we call the Shady Trail, as I said, because the trails around me are mostly exposed to the sun living here in Southern California, which is fine if you get out early enough or it's an overcast day, which are rare. But through the summer, you have to be really, really careful. I'm already putting on the sunscreen, and I think I burned one of my ears the other day because I've been going out. We'll be going into that in just a moment and my training updates. But today I was on that trail, and it was just one of those perfect moments where the light was cutting through the trees and the birds were singing, and I saw all kinds of wild animals. I saw a family of quail walk across the trail. I saw a blue jay. I saw a hawk. I saw just all these beautiful things. And the ravine, the river, was usually dry next to us. It's a drainage area from all of the water that's coming because we've had a lot of rain in San Diego and Southern California. It had water in it. It was flowing. So that in itself is rare and wonderful. I wish it was like that all year round, but we only have that for a few more weeks. And then it'll start to dry up and get brown and crispy and be more desert like it usually is. Well, I'm here today to first share with you my update. So this is my Garmin. Yes, the cool thing about Garmin is it just tracks everything in the cloud and you can bring it up and you can see This was my workout for today. You can see I was pretty much an out and back, but 3 miles. I did some running. So every point here that you see that is red, that's why I was trotting just a little bit. But technically it was a walk. But it was good to get in. Today was technically a rest day for me. Because what I want to share with you here, I'll show you, are all of my activities. So this is just for March alone, but I have every one of these as an activity starting on 223, 224, 225, 226, 227. No, there's no 227. That was the rest day. 228, 229, 31. There's 2, 3. There's 2 on the second. 3, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So pretty much every day I've been at it every day. And why that's so important. I want to talk about this theme, this idea of the one thing, if you're going to change your life, the one thing that ties it all. And it doesn't matter how you want to do it, what plan, what program, what diet you want to go on to live a better life. There's one thing. And that word is, can anybody guess in the chat? Just throw up some words here. I want to see what you think. I think that one thing is, it's really just one word, but what might you think that is? What do you think that is? Before we give away that surprise word, the most important thing that I've learned when seeing change, any kind of change, any fundamental change for the better, is consistency. It's consistency. Of course it is. No matter what you do, whether you go keto or you go vegan or you go weightlifting or you go cardio and running, or it's consistency that matters, doing the same thing. And you can do different things. It might take you a lot longer because you're swaying back and forth, but doing the same thing. And as I shared with you in my iPad, right? So my iPad view, these are all the workouts, right? These are all the workouts. This is just the last 2 weeks, just the last 2 weeks. This is what makes all the difference in the world to get away from, let me go back to my home here, to get away from this, which I'm going to show you down here, which is my VO2 max score. Poor, right? Poor. Now, this is a little deceiving. I am 60 years old and I went on to all of the internet sites to look at averages. 30 is the average for 60 through 65, 30, a VO2 max. And the VO2 max is your body's ability to convert oxygen into energy. It's very scientific. And usually to measure this, they put a mask on your face and you go on a treadmill and they bring you to almost depletion. And then they can determine how well your body is converting oxygen into energy. And that's important, right? And that's a measure of your fitness. And as I've shared, I'm very, very low. Oh, Garmin's saying, you're poor, dude. And I think the best my VO2 max is ever is in the 40s, somewhere in the 40s, maybe 50 on my best day, right? But as you get older, that number goes down. So anything in the 30s is pretty good for someone in their 60s. So that's my goal. And the challenge is that number doesn't change. It doesn't change quickly. It could take weeks, 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 weeks. And I've been going at it for now, good 2.5, 3 weeks hard, right? And I'm going to keep going, but 29 is my number. This is where I'm starting. And view your fitness age. Let's see, can I do that? Will it show me my actual fitness age? Okay. Garmin is saying, my body is actually 62, even though I'm only 60, 62 and a half. So in a half, it matters, right? So that is not fair, I think, and accurate, but that is definitely a wake-up call for me. And I'm out there, I'm working hard. I'm battling the butter. I'm burning the fat. I'm doing everything that I can in my power without hurting myself as well. You can't do it all in one day. It's a war of attrition. It's a war of consistency, of small steps every day. That's what it takes. That's what it takes. That's what it takes. And it's mind-blowing. And as a beginner runner or somebody who's getting back to running, right? Consistency is the key to success. It doesn't matter how intense or ambitious my training plan is. If I don't stick to it regularly, I won't see results. It's as simple as that. You have to do the work. You have to do the work if you want to achieve the goal. That's why my goal, I have a small goal in May, but my big goal is all the way out in November. I have all of that time, right, to do the work. And by doing the work, I'll have a lot of opportunities to create content and talk about my progress. And that's what the focus of this show is going to be. Because if I don't stick to it, I'm not going to get there. So building a habit of running takes time. It takes repetition. It takes over and over and over, right? Getting out there. Skipping days here and there will only make it harder to establish that habit and make progress. So you can skip one day a week every once in a while, but you have to get in the mindset of setting this in as something that has the highest priority that you do every day, just like checking your phone or making your morning cup of coffee, right? You have to build it into a daily habit. Even the rest days, right, need to be seen as a rest day from the thing that you're trying to do. And while I don't run every day, I definitely walk every day. I walk every day for at least a half an hour, if not more. Also, consistency allows my body to adapt gradually to the physical demands of running, right? So I'm going very, very slowly. I do Jeff Galloway's method of run, walk, run. And I wear something called a Gym Boss. This is an interval timer. And this little gadget is so great because it buzzes. It looks like a beeper from like the 80s, But what it is actually just two clocks. So I have it set at 30:30. So every 30 seconds it beeps. Now I can set it to 1 minute 30. So just like a round timer. So it'll go for a minute and then it'll go for 30 seconds or 30 seconds, 30 seconds, however you want to set it. And so I have it set for 30:30. So every time it buzzes, I change from running to walking. And little by little, I'll increase the running segment. The running segment gets longer and longer. But by going slow like that, it allows my body to adapt gradually so I can avoid injury. Inconsistency leads to starting over from square one if you do that all of the time. You just keep going back. So you have to just keep going. And slowly, gradually, over time, of course, you get better. That's the way it works. It's not that complicated, but it doesn't come quickly, which can be frustrating, of course. It can be very frustrating. And even on days when I don't feel like running or getting out there, right, I'm doing something, even if it's just a short jog, it keeps the consistency going. I have two treadmills. I have one in front of the TV in my living room, and I have one in the garage. And it's going to get too hot in the garage in a couple of weeks, in a couple, like a month or two. So I'll be walking, watching baseball games. I can walk through like three innings or something like that while I'm cheering on my beloved Padres as they are losing or whatever the story is, right? But small, consistent efforts compound over time. A modest but consistent training schedule will yield far better results than sporadic bursts of training, right? You have to keep it consistent like a metronome. And then you build that habit. It becomes part of what you do. Even when you travel, you're like, oh, I got to bring my shoes. I got to go for my run. I don't care where I am. I'm going to do it. It has to get to that level if you want to see fundamental, profound change in who you are. I know this because I've done this. I've been through this before. And now it's time for me to do this again. But staying consistent has another effect on you. And this is a big one. Staying consistent builds mental toughness. Yes, mental toughness, pure grit and discipline. Discipline, which are just as important for a runner as physical fitness. I got to tell you, I finished four marathons, and more often than not, right around mile 20 or 22, when you think you can't do it, you run out of all your energy, you hit that wall, you dig deep and find somewhere in yourself to push yourself those last few miles. And each mile, at that point, you're so broken and beaten up from running, it might take you 45 minutes to an hour for each mile. So you know you all of this time left if you're walking, whatever. But still, you just don't want to be out there. Your brain is telling you, what are you doing? But you have to finish, right? And that mental toughness by going out there, even when it's raining or it's terrible or you're not feeling it, you just push yourself out there. It helps. That discipline helps to build that grit, that determination to get you where you need to go. Also, it's going to happen if you're going to train like this on this level. Injuries happen, right? But injuries are more likely to happen when you do too much, especially after periods of inconsistency. Like the idea of you realize you missed a bunch of days, so you're going to hit it hard on the weekend and try to make up for all those days you missed. Just dial it back. You got to ramp yourself up, right? If you lean in hard to make up for what you're missed, you're going to injure yourself. I've injured myself. I know that. I know this. Consistent training strengthens my body to handle the demands. Consistent. So little by little, you're building that base. And that's where I am now in the building of the base process. So seeing that consistency paying off, achieving small milestones, like little things, like even though these 2 weeks, it's getting a little bit easier to get out there. It's getting a little bit easier to finish that first mile. The second one, still a struggle. And I'm reaching now more on average towards two, like one, it was just over 2 miles. Then it was 2.5 miles. Now I'm doing 3 miles, right? And then it's going to be 3.5. And then 3.5 becomes 4 and 4 becomes 5, right? And while that might have seemed impossible 2 weeks ago, now it's possible. or the future now for me is the case, right? But it's those small steps, seeing that consistency paying off through the small milestones motivates me to keep that streak alive and to push even further. Like, you ain't seen nothing yet. This is the way you fuel this. And the last thing is, being consistent is much easier when I view running not as a chore, but as an investment in my long-term health and well-being. I'm doing this for longevity so I can stay this beautiful forever. This is a time when you hit 60, you're so close to that cliff. You can see it right off to the side. The drop is deep. It goes fast. And if you give up, if you let go, it's easy to stumble and fall. Or you can take those small steps to a completely different place. You can be younger next year, at least your body. I mean, you saw what Garmin said if you were watching this, right? Garmin's saying that my age is 62.5. I've got to fix that. I don't think that's entirely correct, quite right. But I've got to fix that. I've got to fix that. And that's what I'm doing. And I've got months ahead of me. And what we're doing here is all part of that plan, right? So Mondays, I'm going to be coming on live. I'm going to be talking about my training for the week, my successes, my insight, things that are working for me, things that might not be working for me, all kinds of things. And when you go out there and you do something new, you discover a lot. A lot comes across your plate. So let's take a look at the folks who are watching. Roy says, I convert junk food into energy. That's my problem too. I love to snack pretzels and Doritos and popcorn and all that kind of stuff. I love snacky food and nuts. I love nuts too, especially if they're like spicy or something like that. Nuts pack so many calories. They're good for you. You should have some nuts. But if you eat a lot of them, they will give you a lot of fat, right? Nuts are fat. So you got to be really careful. I usually fail there with the snacking. Laura says, so true. When you skip days, right? When you skip days, you just get set back, right? You don't have to go all the way back to the beginning, but you can't overcommit to make up, or you're going to hurt yourself. It's just, that's the way it goes. So those are my thoughts around consistency. And what I can do is, one of the other thing I do is I keep everything not only digitally, but I keep it analog. Yes, paper, pen and paper. I have this little manila craft paper-esque small monthly planner. These are great. You can get these on Amazon for just a couple of bucks. But what's in here is just a generic calendar. You see here, it's just a simple calendar with Monday through Sunday. And what I do is I write in all the days. But then what I do is I keep track of all my workouts each day. If you can see that, if you're watching the video, and I'll put in what I did, the mileage. So I have to put in today's. Then I put the heart, because I track my heart, my beats per minute. So that's the average beats per minute. So I can see how my heart is improving, and that affects the VO2 max, as well as my pace, my average pace, and then my total time. Right. And I just keep those. And then what I do here on the column all the way on the side here, each week I drop in my weight. So right now I'm 223.3 pounds. I lost like 3 pounds, which is awesome, for my starting weight. And then my VO2 max, which is 29. Now this week I've started, I haven't put today's workout in, and I weighed myself on Sunday and I was so excited because like I hit it hard all week. No drop in weight at all. Like, but I know I've done this before, and I've got to lose like 25 pounds at least, but this is the way that you do that. But using a calendar like this makes it so easy. And also I find that like, when I look at a page that has like all of these open spaces, you just want to fill them up, right? So you see here, and I'm looking at this, this is my first month here that you're looking at. See the arrow? That's when I was in India, right? So when I came back, I hit it hard. You see there's some gaps in there, right? And there's gaps in there. Those are days that I did nothing. Those aren't going to be around. So now you're looking at this month, right? March, all the days are filled in. And when you see this on a calendar like this, it's very motivating. This is the way to keep yourself consistent. you don't need fancy tools. You just could have a little notebook like this one and a pen and a paper to keep track of some just basic metrics day after day after day. And when I'm done with my training, this is going to go at least through the year, right? So this is December. I still have more pages out here, but all of these pages will be filled. And that'll be my story, right? And this is going to be an epic, epic book. I'll save this forever. As like, this is the success story. This is what I did. This is my souvenir to success, right? You're writing the book. You're writing. It's your book. Write your book. And it can be as simple as that. And I know it's just data. It's a data book. And yeah, I've got it all in the app. It does it automatically. Do you look at that stuff? Do you care about that stuff? There's something real when it goes through your head and your hand and you write it down on the paper. And it's pen. It's pen. I have whiteout. I keep whiteout because sometimes I put in the wrong number or the wrong date. So I keep one of these things, these little white tapes on a whiteout tape. After real, wrong day. Oops. Right. That helps. That helps. And I know they also make these cool erasable pens now. I have these cool pens that I use that are, what are these called? These are Frixion pens. These are great. You can write with these pens. They work just like a pen, but they will erase. The problem with these pens, though, is that they will also disappear with heat. And how do I know this? This is a funny story. You got to watch out, these erasable pens. Pains. Yes, it was a pain. When I first moved out to California, I was renting a condo with my wife. We rented until we bought the house. And it was in the summertime. And I wrote a check for my landlord. And she was by, so she put the check in her truck. And she forgot about the check. And it was sitting in her truck. And she's like, did you guys pay me? I'm like, yeah, we paid you. It's probably, you have it somewhere. She's like, oh my God. So she grabbed the check that was sitting in her truck for a couple of weeks until she realized she didn't deposit it. And I had the money, so it wasn't a problem, right? Inconvenient, but it was fine. So she goes and grabs the check and there she's like, you didn't sign this. Why are you sending me a blank check? And I was like, hey, check. I know I signed that check. I know I signed that check. And then I realized, oh my gosh, I signed that check with the erasable ink and also heat, because that's how it erases. The rubbing of the eraser creates heat from the friction and it disappears. So don't sign any contracts with these Frixion pens. So like when I write in my journal, I use like actual ink pen to make sure that that ink will not fade and not erasable ink, because that's disappearing ink. Yeah. So Laura says, I do that also with a calendar for the running. Yeah. Yeah. It could be just like a calendar on the wall. It doesn't have to be anything too. So one of the features of this new live is I'm going to be picking live comments. I've been posting videos on YouTube along with this one, and they've been doing pretty well. And thank you for all of the new subscribers who are watching the live feed, all of you runners who have been cheering me on in the comments. Thank you. I really have been happy. I saw a lot of growth this week, and I think it's going to continue. So things are going very well for the show, right? For Chasing Miles. I also launched a podcast called Chasing Miles. So if you want to listen to that, any podcast player, you can find the show Chasing Miles. Yes, Running Beyond 60, right? It's on Apple Podcast and Spotify and Amazon and all the rest. Just look up Adam Tinkoff or Chasing Miles. And this is Monday Miles. So I'm probably going to put the audio from today onto that feed so you can listen to it if you weren't here. That's what you're listening to. Yes, there's a video version, not of every show, but of this one, right? But I want to use this show to address some of the comments that I'm receiving, because I'm receiving a lot of comments. That's one thing that's so wonderful about runners is they'll tell you in the comments. They're not shy. Even when you're actually running in a live race or you're like in a training run, people will come up to you and say, hey, how do you like that watch? Let me tell you, blah, blah, blah. Right. And you get a conversation. It's great. Very social. But here's my comment. I know this is hard to read. It's small, but I'm going to give it a shot. So this is comment of the week from Squash Pie. Squash Pie, thank you very much for this wonderful comment. Squash Pie says, and I was asking in this video, it was my video about if the Garmin HRM Pro Plus, this is my heart rate monitor strap. I wear this around my chest. Yes, underneath my man boobs. I have a whole video about it. You can watch it. I keep this under my shirt and it tracks my steps. It also tracks my heart better than my watch. My watch also has the same, but that slips and bounces around. This is right over the heart and I use a different sensing technology. So it's very, very accurate. And I found a difference between the wrist, which is a very peripheral way to measure your heart compared to just sitting directly over your heart. And for me in my 60s, it's better. So I love this thing. This is great. I do like it, but my video was about, do I think it's worth it? Yes, I do. But this is what Squash Pie says. Totally worth it if you're already in the Garmin ecosystem, which I am now because I have the Garmin watch. I have an Epix 2 Pro and I use the HRM Pro Plus almost daily. As an old guy, my VO2 max has really increased in the last 6 months. So I showed you how poor my VO2 max. There's hope, right? Thank you. Thank you, Squash Pie. Just you telling me there's hope if I keep consistent, right? As I shared, there's hope for me. And he says that it's increased a lot in the last 6 months. Indoor bike and treadmill, he calls it dreadmill, has really helped. A 2 mile walk was not fun or easy for me a year ago. Yeah, me too. I'm just starting there. I get it. Yeah, I could do it, but it wasn't enjoyable. And now I'm on 235-day streak of at least 15,000 steps daily and run daily now, 5K plus Saturday. Wow, 6.5 miles walk run Sunday. Wow, so he ran a 5K on Saturday. He did 6.5 mile long run of walk run walk, which is what I do on Sunday. He said his ankles are sore today, of course, so a 5 mile walk and a 1.5 mile intervals on the treadmill. Yeah, so that's what I'm doing. Basically not those mileages yet, but I will be there. So Squash Pie, I'm chasing you, man. No, I'm not chasing miles. I'm chasing the Squash Pie. That's amazing. Way to go, dude. And then he goes on to say, I really didn't even start trying to run until about 6 months ago. I just worked on my zone 2 stamina, putting in mostly walking miles and some elliptical. I have an elliptical too, so I'm using that one too, but not as much as the treadmill. Each run actively trying for at least 3.0 Garmin TE. That, I don't know what that is. Okay. I'm a beginner in the world of Garmin. That is almost on a shorter than 6 mile walk now. Not the case a year ago. It's hard work and consistency is even harder. Keep it up. Yeah, consistency. Consistency. That's it, man. And it's the same thing, whether you want to be a YouTuber or your blogger, or you want success in anything in your life, losing weight, getting more fit, whatever it is, consistency, consistency. And for someone like me, who's wildly out of shape, I've got a lot of enthusiasm, but enthusiasm and attention will get you there. It's consistency. It's the bad days that'll get you there. It's the bad days. It's the bad days. So we have a BB Blue, he says, I came across your live chat when I was looking for reviews for Garmin watch. Yeah, so go to my channel. Yeah, and again, I'm a beginner. So go check it out. I'm reviewing right now is the watch that I'm wearing, which is the Garmin 165, which I think is just an awesome watch. For the money. There are some things that are missing. So if you are a competitive runner, maybe you want to save the money for the 265, but this watch is less than half the price, right? And so for mortals like me, who I'll never be running in the front, I am definitely a back of the pack runner. This is great, right? There are a few things that are missing, but I will never need those things. And the metrics and the information it provides to me, and it's an AMOLED screen, which is super bright and easy for these old eyes to see. Even on the brightest day, I can see the screen. Some of the other watches use other technologies that are more difficult to see. They all track pretty much the same stuff, and even your phone will do it too. But I like having it off of my phone. I'm using my phone to record podcasts and take videos and photos and all this goofy stuff. So anyway, we are now at the end of the show. I'm gearing this to be about a half an hour. Alongside the length of my audio podcast, we'll be publishing this this episode as a part of the audio podcast to Chasing Miles. You can find that at a podcast player in a year, or you can just watch the show happen live on Monday. My other shows that I do, my other podcast, I just bring the recorder with me and I'm just talking as I go. So if you like that kind of thing, it's great to listen to somebody else, to have them with you when you're running. It's like you have a partner with you. And I'm giving you the perspective from the back of the pack now, right? So it's more like about what I'm learning and what I'm going through. It's a hero's journey. It's not the opinion of an expert. It's the opinion of a loser, of someone who's out of shape. Someone who's 62.5 years old, but really 60, right? A loser. I'm not really a loser, but you know what I'm saying. If you're looking for an expert running fitness coach, I'm a good coach, but I'm not going to be someone who can tell you how to do it any faster. And that's not what I'm all about. But how to do it, how to get yourself out of the door, how to be consistent. I know a little about that, especially as you get older. You just keep showing up, just keep showing up, keep showing up. Keep doing it and you will get there. And as Laura says, love running. I hear you. So me too. So that's it. That's the show for tonight. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll be here next Monday live. And then I'll be putting out videos on this channel along with the podcast. If you want to just have something to take with you to go, it's the to-go version of this. So thank you for watching. Have a good week. Get those miles in. Chase those miles. And I might see you out there at an event somewhere soon. Bye-bye, everybody.